Shabbat Shalom, and welcome to this week's episode of I Only Have 5 Minutes. This is your host, Avram Elner. I'm a current rabbinical student at the Ziegler School of Rabbinic Studies, and I'm spending the academic year studying in Jerusalem. In all cultures around the world, dreams play an important role, and there are many traditions around the importance of dreaming and dream interpretation. And Judaism is no different. In this week's Parsha, Parshat Vayeshev, we meet our first character whose dreams and dream interpretation is a huge part of his identity, and that's Joseph, whose brothers call him Baal HaChalamot, the master of dreams. This is a really interesting title, and I'm curious about what does it mean to be a master of dreams? And can we too become masters of dreams? Looking at the Zohar's commentary on this week's Parsha, I was able to distill what appears to be some primary principles of dreams that I want us to explore together. Principle one, dreams contain true and false elements. Principle two, because dreams contain true and false elements, they need to be interpreted. This interpretation determines which part of the dream will come true. Therefore, dreams should be interpreted favorably. Principle three, dreams should only be shared with those you love. Telling someone that doesn't love you or even hates you may alter the outcome of how or if the dream becomes reality. Principle four, all things in this world are dependent on a dream or a heavenly proclamation before they become reality. And the final principle, principle number five, uninterpreted dreams are like unopened letters. If a dream is not interpreted, while the dream comes true due to its inherent power, the dreamer remains unaware that this happens. I think what's great about these principles is while it's clear that the Zohar is talking about dreams when we're sleeping, I believe that these principles apply to dreams both in our sleeping and waking lives. Our dreams are delicate, precious, and must be cared for. We need to be thoughtful about who we share and don't share our dreams with. We need to be thoughtful about trying to discern which parts of our dreams are true and which parts of our dreams are false. And what I think is so interesting about the Zohar's commentary is that it is in the engaging with the dream through trying to interpret it that causes what will or won't happen in the future. And therefore, our engagement with our dreams is the most important step because we get to interpret what our dreams mean and what they don't mean. We have the agency to determine how they'll come to be. And therefore, we can take an active part in making our dreams a reality. And in connecting all of these dots, I believe that these principles give us a roadmap of how we can engage with our dreams. And perhaps the most important principle here is that uninterpreted dreams are like unopened letters. And if you don't engage, if you don't open the letter, if you don't interpret the dream, you'll never know. And so therefore, our task becomes to open the letter, to read what's inside, and to choose what we take from it and what we leave behind. My bracha, my blessing for everyone this week is may we choose to open those letters and to read what we have written down in our dreams and to figure out which pieces are true and to also be able to discern who are the people that we can share our dreams with. Thank you, and Shabbat Shalom.